The Traveler's Journal, February 13th. Kissed with a seal. Cute, cuddly, with black, innocent eyes. What could be more fitting as a Valentine's Day present than a kiss from a furry white seal? How about 100,000 seals? The Magdalen Islands are a remote Canadian archipelago, some 400 miles northeast of Boston. In winter, the shallow waters of the Gulf of St. Lawrence cool enough to let sea ice form this far south. Each year about this time, the ice pack off the Magdalens becomes a nursery for white-coat harp seals. For several decades, the media reported on the annual horror, seal hunters clubbing new pups to death by the thousands. A campaign was started to end the slaughter, and Canada suspended commercial hunting of the white-coat seals. Now, and in part to offset the financial losses to the area, local tour operators offer helicopter shuttles 40 miles out onto the ice pack to see the spectacle of the seals. They land small groups near whelping patches. With a minimum of disruption to the seals, visitors can get close enough to hug a pup, a practice biologists call inconsequential to the animals, though often transformational for the humans. Witnessing the birth of a baby seal, their soon-to-be white coats still tinted yellow from amniotic fluid, it's certainly a rare and moving moment. And as the money these winter travelers spend encourages the locals to conserve, not hunt the seals, this qualifies as ecotourism at its best, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that might help to ensure that harp seals will be here for many lifetimes to come. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.